Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Just enjoy your boutonnieres.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. And today, Brian, is a good day. Today is a good day, B. We got snow on the ground. I'm not complaining. Kids are in school.
Not yet.
I'm not complaining.
Not yet.
You know what happened last night, B?
What?
We bet against the Cowboys and we won money.
That's what I'm today talking
about, good day.
Baby.
I like Detroit all day. That line made no sense. The whole world was betting on Dallas. And
well, you know that, man.
Dan Campbell, desperate mode. I will ride with that man.
Hey, man, listen to me. Dallas threw it around. But as you know, they say it, well, Mark, my buddy Mark, you know, Wimbush.
Sure.
Mark say, Dak, he say the real Dak leaves around Christmas. He goes to the North Pole at work. So, I'm about to show you this pic.
He's like Santa?
Yeah, yeah. No, he works for Santa.
Dak out there grinding in the elf tool supply line.
He said, "This is Dak in December."
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough look
for the thread right now. He said, "If you ever notice, Dak disappears in December."
Listen, Dak balled out last night. He was really good.
He threw two interceptions.
So
I mean, listen, bro, you throw the ball 47 times, you're supposed to ball out.
Yeah. 31 of 47 for 376 with a touchdown and two INTs. They had another fumble. Hell of a play by that linebacker, Jack Campbell, mm-hmm. Detroit Scott. You know, I couldn't help but notice two guys last night making play after play for the Lions, Jack Campbell and then certainly Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Both those picks were panned when they made them. It just shows, don't listen to people. Have a belief in your building and build the thing you
that's
want
what
to
you
build.
Do. You pick the people that you feel fit you and the people that you, based off of what you think, you build your team off of that. Can't listen to them. Listen, bro. Everybody's a GM.
Right.
Everybody's a scout. You know, I see a lot of comments and a lot of stuff off. Sometimes I comment, sometimes I say, you know what? This does not make any sense to comment. I'll make myself more stupid by commenting.
Certainly, the hit to CeeDee Lamb was scary. I don't know if you saw, he had like the, where your hands go up and kind of freeze. That stuff's just scary. You certainly hope he's okay, because that looked dangerous.
It's football, brother. I mean, listen, you go, those things happen every once in a while. I remember in the body bag game, that's how, I think Walter Stanley was the one that was knocked out like that, where he was straight in the air. Wouldn't move.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, you those type of hits happen. That's when you get hit and it affects that you know, the spine or the brain.
Yeah.
And your body can do some weird things, brother.
You know who was very good last night was Jared Goff. 25 of 34, yeah. 309 and a touchdown. My man cannot move. Or in the early in that game when he tried the spin move down in the red zone, I was like, dog, that is not your game.
Hey.
I get he thought he was going to be able to get outside of the pressure. That is not your game, Jared. You are
but
very
you know what he does? What he does damn well.
Gets the ball out fast.
He can throw that thing.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude. I find this a fairly remarkable statistical anomaly, B. Listen to this. So the Cowboys went for 417 total yards, right? They were 6 of 15 on third down. 25 first downs in the game.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of offense happening.
Yeah.
But Detroit has pretty similar numbers. 408 total yards, 20 first downs in the game. They only had third down 8 times.
Yeah, because they kept getting first.
Right.
They
were averaging 5 first, yards a carry.
On first and right. second down, they were getting it. See, this is the thing about it, too. Like, the amount of yards sometimes, I think, is a little misleading. When you are always down in a game and you're constantly
right, you're
throwing it,
right.
you are going to sometimes have more yards than the other team. But if the other team has a defense that turns it over and gets it short of field and they score touchdowns, you get field goals, and end of the game, oh, man, that team had 400 yards total offense. Yeah, because they were starting at the 15. They were starting at the 20.
Right.
You were starting inside their zone.
Totally.
Because they got one on the 14-yard line. They got a touchdown out of it, I think it was. So when you do things like that, that total yard thing could be a little misleading. Look at the amount of yards per play.
I'll try to pull up.
Changes everything
totally.
Right there.
I also think...
And Dallas tosses the ball around. Dude.
Right. Amon-Ra St. Brown, bona fide badass.
Yeah.
Like, nobody thought he was going to play all week. He ends up playing. Now, it's worth pointing out that was not a short week because both teams played last Thursday. So they had a full week to prepare. But
you look at him, look at his body, the way he works out. A guy like Dak, you can see him coming back and playing. And
agreed.
He has this will, you know what I mean? Although he was an ass with the Ron thing, still, the dude has an unbelievable will to be out there on the football field.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Jameson Williams, this is a unique take. He looked taller last night. Maybe it was the all whites. He looked taller. Did you notice that? Is that just me?
I think that's you, Jay.
Okay. To me,
he always looked tall.
He looked taller last night to me.
He looked sleek.
You and I have talked about this a lot. George Pickens is having a monster season for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, though, was the first, is he ready to tweak out game? Like, last night to me, Pickens had the one face mask, which when you hear a face mask called on a receiver, it's like, oh, what? And then they showed the replay. It's one thing to make the contact when you're trying to get off press coverage. He grabbed, hung, twisted, turned.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a Pickens flip out is approaching.
He was getting frustrated last night because they were in his stuff.
And then he just started dogging it.
Yeah.
Did you notice that late in that game?
But see, this is the thing about it. There are a lot of front runners in the world. They are great when things are going good. But when somebody make it a little difficult for them, you find out what they really are. And one thing about Dan Campbell's crew, they don't give a damn. They're going to play physical. They're going to play hard throughout the game. And he was getting a little bit of that last night. And they were tie on his ass.
Yeah, they were
hitting him.
They
were hitting him.
They were absolutely hitting. You know, it's crazy because it seemed like Dallas was killing themselves with penalties. But the penalties were almost equal. The yardage wasn't, but Dallas had 7 penalties for 76 yards. The Lions had 8 penalties. Where you could a huge swing in that game was when Pickens got the deep pass interference, and it came back because of like an illegal formation. Like it was offsetting penalties. Mm-hmm. One of them was a 5-yarder. One of them would have been a 45-yarder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's the name of the game, man.
Hey, man, you can't hurt yourself at the wrong time, brother.
Right. I think. What did you think of Kirk Herbstreit constantly referring to Brian Schottenheimer as Shotty?
They might know each other. They have a nickname. I don't worry about that.
It was just a lot. It was a lot of Shotty.
You know, it's like some people have, and some people want you to know that they have a personal relationship with the guy.
Right.
You know, and if he's calling him Shotty, he has to know him outside of just meeting him on a Thursday, on a Wednesday
right, on
or
a
Tuesday
call or
for a production call. So that's why he's calling that. And you know, it's kind of like sometimes, it's like trying to one-up people like, oh, see, I know him. I know his nickname. You know what I say to that? One finger salute. Who gives a damn?
I love it. I got some news that I think our listening audience, at least except for the fake Cowboy fans, are going to like. You know,
well, they're real Cowboy fans. They're just fake.
They've just never been to Texas.
They're fake people.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Cowboys' odds are to make the playoffs now?
What is it?
9%.
All right.
They have a 5% chance of hosting a wild card game, a 4% chance of going to a wild card game, and a 91% chance of spending the playoffs on the couch.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not mad at that. And my guess is, just because the playoff scenarios get so convoluted down the stretch, but my guess is, I think Washington might be able to truly close them out on Christmas Day, which I think a lot of Commanders fans would appreciate that, just to close the door on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun game to watch. I enjoyed it. Then we wake up and we get to see some snow. I was up early.
That was cool, man.
I was on with Jumi and Tony this morning. Appreciate them. So I was up early. I know you were up early. What time were you up?
I got up around 6.
Was it snowing at your place yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It snowed overnight a little bit. I had a little dude that was happy to see snow, so it was cool.
Oh, Bria's here for the concert.
Yeah.
Oh, so was he fired up?
All right. He's like, it's snow.
Had he ever seen snow?
Yeah. He was here before when it happened. But like when I went to go work out this morning, I noticed I saw him and Deshaun on the couch sleep. I was like, what happened? So I came back up later. I look at Deshaun. He had this look on his face. I say, he wore you out last night. He say, oh, man.
And then he had him up early this morning?
Oh, he normally have him up all night sometimes. This dude here got energy, bro.
I know that feeling. Well, I imagine Deshaun or Bria are probably out in the yard with him playing in the snow now, right? Or do they have snow clothes? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Listen, if I know your grandson, like the videos you show me, that boy's looking at snow in the yard. He's going into the yard.
Well, no, he has his venture today was up and down the little step down into the living room.
Yeah.
He wants to do it without using his hands. They tell him to hold on, so he wants to step the foot without holding on. And normally he'll step and run to the couch and balance, catch himself on the couch. He caught it this morning. He knows what he's doing this morning.
What are the chances of B. Mitch building a snowman with his grandson this afternoon?
Zero. Hey, I'll stop on the way home and get one made. A little fake one.
I kind of hope the snow melts before my kids get out of school so I don't have to go out in the yard. Is that bad?
It's bad, but terrible. It's not going to happen. You know what's going to happen, Jay? The snow will not be on the roads.
Right.
But it will be on that grass. And in your backyard with those trees.
With
that
the hill.
Hiding stuff, you're going to have snow like that.
So what I wouldn't mind.
You would be outside.
For the girls, if there's enough snow on the little hill in our backyard, they could just sled there. I could start a fire in the fire pit, pour some red for me and the missus. See, like, I could do that.
In other words, you just gave yourself what's it called?
She ain't listening. She's just getting her hair done.
Right, don't worry. Somebody will call her. JP says he's going to make a fire and I'll have some wine tonight. And you know she likes the expensive wine, so you should go get us some Cayman 75, the real one.
We are back in studio. Good to be back in studio. Jeff is running the big chair today. White Brian holding it down on the other side. We hope Landfill feels better. I thought of something this morning, Brian.
What?
Where do you think is the center of the college football universe this weekend?
Indiana and Ohio State?
No, sir.
Where?
State of Virginia.
Who?
JMU plays tonight at home.
Uh-huh.
And then UVA and Duke, as dumb as that game is tomorrow. If Duke wins, we'll set off the most controversial set of college football rankings, including probably getting JMU into the playoff. Like, it is incredible. How far is Harrisonburg
Does
to Charlottesville?
JMU have to win?
An hour? JMU has to win.
Okay.
I mean, they're...
So if Duke wins, JMU has to win also.
But JMU plays tonight.
Yeah.
So they play first. But JMU is like a 24-point favorite in this thing. They'd be... That's why they play the games, I understand. But nothing could set off more chaos than the consequences of JMU and Duke UVA, which is just bizarre. I mean, seriously, Harrisonburg to Charlottesville is what, an hour? Half hour? 45 minutes?
Not very far.
And JMU has built a hell of a football program. UVA is having a great season. But, like, these are not traditional powers in college football.
Well, JMU is a traditional power when they were playing. In the Division II.
Right.
Now they're moving up and they're trying to make noise too.
Like, Ohio State, Indiana is the biggest game of the weekend,
mm-hmm.
but both of those teams are getting in. You can maybe argue Bama and Georgia has a little more intrigue, but even if Bama loses, I don't think they get knocked out. We'll see, but I just don't see it going that way. So, shout out to the state of Virginia, man.
Okay.
JMU and the Hoos. The Dukes and the Hoos, man. White Brian, you're the biggest college football head here. Isn't the biggest controversial possibility surrounding UVA and JMU? Oh, Jeff doesn't know how to turn White Brian's mic on.
Can't hear you, right?
White Brian, just text me what you think, and I'll read it on the air. Because despite all of the television cameras and the streaming, still an audio-first program. We got them?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'll be watching Duke UVA over 1-2. That's how much this game means.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have it on the YouTube TV multi-view, but I'll have the audio on Duke UVA.
I don't know that I can do that. Also, your boy, Coach Napier, Billy Napier, got hired by JMU. It's my understanding JMU's coach is staying on for certainly tonight and then whatever may happen next. Then he's going to UCLA. Billy Napier is going to take over JMU. Napier's a dude that knows how to win in the Sun Belt.
He was at Lafayette, they were rocking. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Now, I don't know much about the current JMU coach that's heading to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a very good job.
It's a bigger job than what he was.
Certainly.
And
but
he's gonna get the funds.
There's a lot of question about the money at UCLA.
Oh, they'll find it. You know, Doc Walker will help him out.
Yeah, I mean, Doc
told me he's about to give a large contribution.
Good for Doc. What do you figure, like 6-7 figures?
600-700. Doc gonna say, hey, give it to me when I was there. Hell, they gonna have to do their own thing.
Briefly, how was your ride in?
Good.
So
it was smooth.
For one of the first times in my life, I identified potential trouble and I addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it's snowing. And then my ride in, I typically go right past the Kennedy Center.
If you had done that tonight, you'd have had a problem. Today you'd have had a problem.
The Village people are in town. Shaq's in town. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart. This World Cup brouhaha.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I gotta do something different today. Do you know that from my home in Maryland to get to our office in the district required me to drive through Virginia?
Why?
Because I basically am like almost due west of here. And between the Navy Yard studio and my home is the Kennedy Center. And they have the perimeter they have surrounded with roads closed from there.
I came right down like I normally do.
Yeah, but you come on below it.
I came on Independence, but normally they shut everything down. But that was a truck that had, I don't know what the hell this truck was, like a box truck, was across the road. So if you were coming from the way you normally come, you couldn't have passed anyway.
Right. That's why my options.
But they were stuck. It's not like they were trying to park it there.
Huh.
He looked like he had tried to do something. He was spinning out trying to get off of the median.
Dude, when I looked at my house, my options were, so I basically came down through Georgetown, Key Bridge, cut through Roslyn, and then came over the 14th Street Bridge, mm-hmm. which really wasn't a big deal. But from my house, my options were that, like cut through Roslyn, cut through Arlington, or to go all the way Military Road to Missouri Ave to North Capitol and then come down that way. Like no matter what, avoid, you know, the West End, Kennedy Center, Foggy Bottom, Georgetown, avoid it. That's my advice for you. Now, it was pretty cool.
That stuff starts tonight. The day, what? I mean, at 12, right?
I think it's at noon.
Okay, so.
So I wanted.
But I rolled past it and I saw some police officers out there, but all of them looked to be focused on that damn box truck, not knowing how to drive.
Well, if there's a stuck box truck next to the Kennedy Center when there's a global event about to happen,
yeah,
you might need to call a box truck tow truck. Get that thing out of there, man.
Well, they were just sitting like they were just admiring the truck.
So I wanted to laugh about something because I was with you. David Kochner is the actor that played Todd Packer in The Office. He was an Anchorman, just a hysterical dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Office this morning in the Junkie Show. I don't know if you saw him on your way out. He might have left before you got here. Couldn't be nicer, cooler, whatever. But, like, the Junks are doing their thing. I was just sitting over there. I'm not trying to intrude, whatever, right? And then as Bishbox was leaving, he and I were chatting about betting college football like we normally do. And he said, oh, do you know Dave? I was like, yeah, you know, I actually met him years back at the Super Bowl. And the funny part of that is I posted a picture meeting him. And my wife, you and I were together for this phone call. Lauren called me. This was like the Friday of the Super Bowl in Atlanta. We had been there since Sunday.
Okay.
And enjoying ourselves. Lauren called me. You look bloated. You look drunk. It's time to come home.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you know what I did? I changed my flight and I came on home.
The bloated sign, though. Why do you look bloated?
That might have been the IPA days. I don't know. All right. It is a Friday, which means at 11 a.m. we will responsibly celebrate Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Coming up next, Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports, going to join the program. We're going to get Jaden news today. I very strongly believe DQ is going to say Jaden's the starting quarterback. We'll wait for that to become official. I want to talk to the big man about Washington's big men. I all of a sudden, I am in a very encouraged space about this.
Well, that's all you're going to talk about anyway.
He wants to talk
Mitch
about.
Mitch never talks about little guys. He always talks about the big guys.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody in their cars navigating the snow in the district and the surrounding environments. Shout out to everybody on the stream, probably sitting on their computer not navigating the snow. Shout out to the folks watching us on Monumental Sports Network. I got my Caps hat on. Caps play tonight. Caps are red hot. Friday night West Coast game. I might watch that, B. I think the puck drop is at 10. What I'm definitely paying attention to.
I think you're going to be asleep.
I think you're probably right.
You're getting old, dog.
Oh, I'm old as hell. What I am paying attention to is
young man talking about how old he is.
Washington's game in Minnesota this weekend. Traveling out there with all of us is Mr. Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports Network, Beltway Football Pod. What up, Mitch?
What up, boys? How we doing?
Did you take Carver for a long walk in the snow?
You better believe it. You know that this is my kind of weather. I'm just a big kid at heart. Loved it. Took Carver out, threw the ball with him. He's a huge Snow fan as well.
I bet, dude. So
your dog name is Carver?
Carver, yeah.
I believe he's named after George Washington Carver. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. You know how much I love PB&Js, and when I picked up Carver during COVID, that just made sense to name him George Woofington Carver.
Woofington. I like that.
Mitch's two favorite.
I like that, dog.
Your two favorite historical figures are George Washington Carver, and what's my man with the bridge?
Come on, you know the name of the bridge.
Tidings? Is it Tidings?
Yeah. Miller D. Tidings Bridge, baby.
Mitch is a peculiar dude, B.
I'll say.
Well, dude, I kind of stumbled upon a stat earlier in the week that I just found really impressive. And when DQ talked about the offensive line performance against Denver, I think just the eye test showed you how impressive it was, and then the way Quinn kind of gushed about those guys. I wanted to talk some O-line, and you're the best person to do it with.
Because we know you love talking about big men.
How?
JP says big men have the big man wave. We're all in it together.
How impressed have you been with the development? Let's start with the rook of Josh Connerly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been impressive to see him get better week after week. I mean, he had a real gauntlet of pass rushers to start the season that he was kind of lining up for. So there were going to be some early season struggles. He's a rookie. He's playing a brand new position on the right side. Didn't really play that in college much. So I think that we've seen him get better as the season has gone on. And I think it was a little difficult mid-season that he then had to change with Sam Cosmi coming back. And Cosmi wasn't 100% coming back from ND, and we've seen Cosmi get better kind of as this season has progressed. And the two of those guys together have really started to come a real force on the right side. And, you know, it was great to see that against a D-line as good as the Broncos. But you want to see that continue to progress, and you want to see them be able to road grade in the run game like they did, as well as protect whichever quarterback ends up being back there on Sunday. But it's been a really nice progression for Josh, and he's certainly solidified that right side in my mind, you know, for next year and years to come.
So then let's go to the left side. Laremy Tunsil's played at a really high level. Cliff Kingsbury yesterday, it was pretty remarkable for Cliff to say this, and maybe Cliff could say it because he thinks he won't be here and have to deal with the repercussions of it. But for Cliff at the podium to say he's going to get paid a lot of money. One, I love that just the reality is Cliff's telling the truth, even though he's technically under contract next year. Like, he ain't playing on that deal. What do you think should happen? What do you think will happen with Tunsil?
Yeah, I mean, I think should and will both have to be re-sign him. I can imagine a world where Cliff Kingsbury walked into the building and Adam Peters is like, please see me in my office. And Cliff just likes to fire from the hip. But, you know, we talked about it on the Beltway Football Podcast a little bit, JP, about at the trade deadline, Tunsil was one of your few pieces that if you were going to make a move could bring you back something. The fact that they didn't trade him tells you that they need to re-sign him. And it's going to be a very similar situation to what this front office went through with Terry McLaurin last year, where they're under contract but don't have guaranteed money and want a new deal. And you hope that they learned some lessons from last year and are able to get a deal done with Tunsil early. And I think it's something that, you know, you need to happen. And if they're able to re-sign Tunsil, I think outside of quarterback, O-line might be the position group that's the most set as we go into this offseason and next year.
I think they got to make sure they solidify the offensive line and defensive line. If you look around the league right now and look at the teams that are really, really are performing at a high level, their O-line and D-line are dominant. If we don't notice that from watching other teams, and hell, look at the history of this damn franchise. If we don't notice that, then something's wrong with us.
Yeah, I mean, this franchise has spent a lot of draft capital, early draft capital on D-line, and, you know, not have it come back in spades the way that they want it. To me, it's too early to start doing the whole draft talk, but they need a difference maker on defense in the draft / offseason, and it's got to be at the defensive end position. So I think that you need to go through and figure out, you know, which of this group are kind of depth players who are here right now. I think Jacob Martin has done a good job, you know, showing out a little bit. But at the end of the day, you need to pick up somebody, get somebody in-house who can wreck a game. And that's got to be priority one A this offseason.
It's going to be interesting. Another guy I think it's interesting, Chris Paul. He's played well.
He played very well.
He's set to be an unrestricted free agent. What do you think happens with Paul?
You know, Chris Paul is going to be an interesting case study. He's been here for a while, hasn't played a whole lot, and then all of a sudden has popped. And I think that, you know, this front office and coaching staff are going to have to decide, is Chris Paul, you know, that good of a player that he deserves, you know, $5 to $10 million a year? Or is Chris Paul having a really good season because you have all pro, one of the top left tackles in football, Laremy Tunsil on one side and Steady Eddie, Tyler Biadasz on the other side in the middle. You obviously have Brandon Coleman, who's kind of sitting in the wings there, who seemingly could step into that starting role, but had that opportunity this year, you know, got on the coaching staff bad side, whether it's based on injury, you know, amount of time being on the field, and ultimately is now, you know, kind of your sixth lineman, your kind of swing guy who can play anywhere. So as much as Laremy Tunsil, I think, is a slam dunk home run must re-sign, I think Chris Paul is going to take a little more analysis. To me, I don't know that it's going to be worth the money that he could potentially earn on the open market. I mean, the average starting guard in the NFL gets, you know, $10 million or so a year. So, you know, if Chris Paul signing back as a starting left guard, I imagine that his camp's going to want, you know, what, 7.5, 8, 9, 10 a year, which might be a little steep for his level of play.
I also wonder if Chris Paul is their best shot at a comp pick, right? Because they may spend enough money in free agency anyway that they're not going to get a comp pick. But I don't know that maybe if Debo goes somewhere else, I just, you know, that compensation formula is pretty complicated, but it, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch.
I mean, you look at it, even the staff before talked about Chris Paul.
Dense.
And we were worried about, you know, we didn't understand what the hell they were saying, but if you watch him, the guy doesn't get moved very much, and he moves people.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah.
And that's what you want in the damn guard.
Well, I mean, we talked about it, you know, last year and into this year. This front office coaching staff have done a really good job of, you know, identifying players that can't help them and getting rid of them. And the fact that Chris Paul stuck around as this change happened and, you know, stayed on the roster and was on the, you know, the 53, I think should have told us a little more about kind of the how impressed they were with him. And I think things have gotten better as the season has gone. So by all means, I'm not disrespecting Chris Paul at all. He's become a very good player. I wonder how much he wants to come back here because he finally found a staff that, you know, believes in him and wants to be a part of it. You know, maybe they can maybe that can be a part of the formula in re-signing him.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to watch it unfold. Lastly, before we let you go, we should hear from Dan Quinn probably about an hour, maybe 90 minutes or so, regarding the quarterback for this weekend. You got a gut feel what happens?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like it's going to be Jaden, or at least I think it's going to be Jaden starting. And it's interesting that they've been as cagey as they've been with him, just because, you know, the result, the outcome is, you know, not as important as when you're in the middle of a playoff run. But at the end of the day, I want to see Jaden back on the football field. I want to see him playing. And if he feels like he's healthy enough to play, the coaching staff wants him to play, and the medical staff is ready to clear him, he's got to be your starter on Sunday.
All right. We will find
out with that, Mitch,
a little later. Thanks, big man. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's
you
our
got
guy.
To give him to talk about a little guy. See? Yeah. Like it.
That's our guy, Mitch Tischler. Give him a follow at Mitch_Tischler. Nobody talks big man better than the big man. We're going to hear from Maryland Governor Wes Moore in about a half hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Boom, boom, boom. Stop, drop, shut it down, level up, shot. Oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll. Stop, drop, shut it down, level up, shot.
Is this the song Jeff was trying to come at you with? So you think you're Superman? I got the kryptonite.
Nah, that's Party Up.
Okay. DMX seems like one of the most intense fellas.
Oh, he was.
Ever.
He was that.
And every time I remember that his real name was Earl, it always threw me for a loop. RIP to DMX.
Yeah. Yeah.
B, I'd like you to wish Curtis a happy birthday.
Curtis, happy birthday to you.
Curtis sent me a tweet. He said, "It's my birthday, boys. Taking a birthday road trip to Myrtle Beach, and my wife allowed me to leave around 10 so I can hear my guys on the way down."
There we go.
Love that.
Is riding with his wife?
I assumed.
Hello, wifey.
Hello, wifey.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
He didn't give us a name.
He did not. What do you think he's getting for his birthday?
Something in Myrtle Beach.
Bill Sullivan wants to know where I got my quarter zip. This is an RLX quarter zip from Chevy Chase Club. Shout out to Roland. B, we're easing into this thing with a lot of college football on the brain, knowing that the college football playoff will be set on Sunday, and then a really busy, important slate Sunday for the NFL.
Yeah.
For Washington, we're going to find out in about... We'll find out about 12:15 is when Dan Quinn's going to talk. If you look at offensively what we know, anyway, Dan Quinn earlier in the week said he's very optimistic about Noah Brown.
Okay.
Terry McLaurin talked Wednesday.
Terry showed us what he's about last week.
Well, certainly. Terry already, we know Terry.
Debo did too.
Terry, when he was talking, was asked about Noah, and he said, "Yeah, I can't wait to be out there with him. I know how hard he's worked out." And then he's like, "Not sure that's official yet." And then Debo talked yesterday and was like, "Yeah, man, I can't wait to have the three of us out there." Debo wasn't worried about the officialness.
Listen to me, dog. These players are trying to get out there and ball. They want to see everybody back because they want to see where they would what could have happened too. And I know teams might not want them to say stuff, but hey, players know one way. Get ready to play, and I know who I've been working with. This is how it goes.
So you've got the offensive line healthy together.
Yes.
Tunsil, Paul, Biotish, Cosme, Connerly. You've got just this receiver group, who I believe will be the active receivers on Sunday. Terry, Debo, Noah, Lane, Burks.
Yeah.
I think that receiver group might be the best five active wideouts they've had all year.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you'd obviously love to have Luke. He's hurt.
Yeah.
But just getting Terry, Debo, Noah all out there at the same time.
All out there together makes a world of difference. And Burks, after last week, everybody wants to see more.
Then you've got your tight end group healthy, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Your running back room, you have lost Eckler from what the plan was.
But McNichols has shown you he can fit that role.
This might be the best this offensive group has looked. And then you might add Jaden.
Like they say, on paper it is.
And then you might add Jaden to it.
Yeah, we may have to see how it produces.
Sure, sure. I mean, you still play the games, right? And what do we know about Brian Flores and that Vikings defense?
He will blitz the hell out of you.
Like
from the moment you step off the plane, he's sending blitzes at you.
He believes in pressure.
Yeah.
And so if they can generate the pressure with the front, they will. If they need to add juice, they will add juice. And they'll be coming from everywhere. It's an important game for whoever's at quarterback to get the ball out of their hands fast. And it's an important game for whoever's at running back to run the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the run game is going to be vital here to stay ahead of the chains, mm-hmm. not have sacks, negative plays, whatever it may be. You know, I asked Chris Rodriguez yesterday, you've had some ups and downs in your time here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, C-Rod's a guy they've cut twice.
Mm.
But right now, it feels like this is your role. And he's like, man, we're a running back by committee, but I do realize I'm getting a lot of work, and I do love the opportunity.
I think every player that gets work, what you do, you go home and look in the mirror and say, you know what? What you've been doing, keep doing, and try a little bit more. You're not getting the work just because they want to give it to you. You're getting it because you've proven that you can do it and you can handle that job. So what he has done, what he did on the offseason, what the coaches told him he needed to do and the things he went out and did, keep doing that. You know, just don't get happy with it. Always try to push it just a little farther. Because when he came back and told everybody about how his body changed, his body, this, that, and the other, he all of a sudden invested in him. He dedicated himself to making sure he was his best to go out there and get it done. Look at the results. Keep it going, brother.
Updated look at the NFC standings from last night. If the playoffs started today, the Cowboys would be out. The Cowboys are now all the way down to 10th at 6-6-1.
Okay.
It's pretty remarkable to play an odd number of games and still be 500, but here we are. The Lions move up to 8-5. Still a game behind the Niners, who are 9-4, and right now the Niners would be the last playoff spot. Then the Packers at 8-3-1, the other half of that tie, helping them out. Then the Seahawks at 9-3. So Detroit still got to chop wood, man. They're still on the outside looking in of this.
What's their remaining schedule?
Actually,
they have the Bears in one of them, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have division games, certainly.
Yeah.
I took a photo of it last night because Amazon posted it. So the Bears remaining schedule at Green Bay this weekend, home against Cleveland, home against the Packers, at San Fran, and then Detroit week 18.
See, they can take care of San Fran themselves if they can handle that game.
The Pack. So, this AFC North feels pretty open still to me. The Pack have host Chicago this weekend, at Denver, at Chicago, against home against the Ravens.
NFC North.
At Minnesota. Yes, did I say AFC?
Yeah.
Pardon me. Detroit won last night. Then they go to L.A., home against the Steelers. They close back-to-back roadies at the Vikings, at the Bears. It's going to be fascinating to watch that NFC North unfold. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk to Maryland Governor Wes Moore in just a few minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.